A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Friday, February 26th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger and a number of local government officials have written to the Public Service Commission calling on it to take action with the review and penalty measures against Central Hudson before issuing an order on the current rate case. While important steps have been taken by the Commission following the Department of Public Service's December 2022 investigation report of the Fortis Central Hudson billing fiasco, including ending the utility use of estimated billing and installing an independent monitor to verify corrections of billing errors, Fortis Central Hudson has yet to be held to account for the management's reckless actions. Joe Jenkins, Utility Director of Community Relations, says for over a year, Central Hudson has fully cooperated with the Department of Public Service and is conducting its investigation into the implementation of the billing system. The Bannerman Castle Trust is celebrating its 30th year and has received the Dutchess County Tourism Award of Excellence for Best Events in 2023. The Bannerman's Island Castle site is on a small island in the Hudson River just off the shore from the town of Fishkill. The Trust's Executive Director, Neil Kaplan, says Bannerman Island has a long and storied past.
Bannerman Island was built by Frank Bannerman VI in 1901. He used it as a storage facility for his collection of military equipment from the Spanish-American War primarily, through the Civil War and different places like that. They're rebuilding arsenals that look like castles, and that's what he had done. But it was there for warehouse purposes.
Kaplan says the island will be open to the public starting this Saturday, April 27th. The Ulster County Economic Development Agency Board has disputed criticisms of the agency by County Controller March Gallagher. The board says that the EDC plays a valuable and unique role in county government as an economic development tool for betterment of Ulster County. It said the EDC has recently provided critical support to small businesses, as well as playing an important role in catalyzing reinvestment in Tech City, now known as iPark. It said over the past year, the agency has undergone significant changes to staff and board memberships and has invested in outside counsel to address and improve previously communicated issues from the controller's office. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
One of the Hudson Valley's most celebrated landmarks is now shuttered following a catastrophe at the Bosco Bell Historic Library in Garrison. The plaster ceiling in the library collapsed without warning, causing major damage to the room, its contents, and adjacent rooms. Jennifer Carlquist, executive director and curator, was relieved that no one was harmed or no one was in the building at the time. Boscobel's working alongside a team of engineers, art conservators, and local officials to assess the building and collection. Carlquist noted that while house visitation is suspended for the foreseeable future, Boscobel's gardens, grounds, and visitor center remain open during public hours. The Hudson Valley Property Association has filed an appeal to the appellate division over the Supreme Court decision on March 21st that validated the City of Kingston's vacancy study and the city's Rent Guidelines Board ability to adjust rents lower. Property Owners Association Executive Director Richard Lanzarone says the city, in his words, has chosen to demonize the 29 owners of the 52 buildings in Kingston as profiteers who are rent gouging. Newburgh Mayor Torrance Harvey was invited this week to speak at the White House Water Summit, and he took the occasion to discuss the accomplishments the city's making in cleaning up Newburgh's water supply. Upon his return, Harvey said the work to provide clean, safe drinking water will continue.
And we're going to continue to do the great things we got to do to make sure that our residents and our visitors and our stakeholders, our children and our families have clean, fresh water coming out of your faucets.
The mayor noted Newburgh has allocated more than $1.6 million to survey, catalog, and replace lead service lines in the water distribution system. Congressman Mark Molinaro was the keynote speaker yesterday during the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce monthly session. He spoke about the needs of working families and their struggles to pay for expensive housing and child care and how this affects small businesses. But he also spoke about global problems such as the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East and America's commitment to help in both conflicts.
The world is in crisis, and this world is better when America speaks with clarity. We cannot afford in this country to let other nations define the future of the globe, because other nations don't have that same fundamental commitment. We get it wrong often, but that fundamental commitment to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when the world needs us to speak with clarity, we must do it.
Molinaro said it's critically important that we defend our friends and allies in Israel. The county of Rockland has filed a lawsuit against the state of New York for its election bill, which demands local elections to occur only in even-numbered years, while cutting terms down a year. The Orange County legislature has authorized the county attorney to file suit against the state over the same issue. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.